on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The July unrest case against the daughter of former President Jacob Zuma will return to the Durban High Court this morning. Duduzile Zuma Sambudla has been charged with inciting terrorism and public violence linked to the deadly riots that broke out in KZN and Gauteng in 2021. The state believes several inflammatory posts made on social media platform X fuel the civil unrest and looting. Newswatch's Nishara Sodial reports.
Zuma Sambudla last appeared in court in March, where it was revealed that her trial would likely proceed in November this year. At that time, her legal team, led by advocate Dali Mpofu, informed the court that they had petitioned the KZN Director of Public Prosecutions to have the charges withdrawn, a request that was denied. Mpofu told the court that they would escalate the matter to National Director of Public Prosecutions, Shamila Batoy, and that the outcome of that application would be revealed in court today. According to him, the decision could either bring the case to an end or confirm that preparations for the November trial must begin. Meanwhile, the state prosecutor, who previously requested a postponement for today's pre-trial conference, told the court that the state is ready to proceed with the trial. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The International Relations Minister wants to get clarity from our National Defence Force chief on remarks he made in Iran. Deco says General Rodzani Mopanya's comments don't represent the government's official foreign policy stance. Mopanya met with Iran's army commander Amir Hatami during an official visit aimed at boosting ties in Tehran this week. According to the Tehran Times news publication, the general's reported to have expressed his political solidarity with Iran over issues including the war in Gaza, global arrogance and colonialism. Derco spokesperson Crispin Puri.
Any statements made by an individual or department other than those responsible for foreign policy should not be misrepresented as the official position of the South African government. The remarks attributed to General Mapanya, therefore, do not represent the government's official foreign policy stance.
The Ministry of Defence and Military Veterans has distanced itself from the comments. The DA's warned the remarks by the SANDF head could harm South Africa's relations with key allies, including the US. Also making headlines this morning is a deadly shooting and arson attack linked to taxi violence in Gauteng. One person has been killed and two others left wounded after e-hailing operators came under attack in Soweto last night. Police say four men approached a ride-hailing vehicle outside a mall, shot the driver and set the vehicle on fire. Police say shots were also fired at another car. The driver managed to flee. And in Geneva, attempts to secure a landmark treaty to tackle global plastic pollution has hit a major setback. Dozens of countries at the UN summit have rejected the latest draft text hours before the deadline. The European Union, Panama, Chile, Mexico and Colombia are among the delegations that have rejected the proposal, branding it unacceptable in its lack of binding conditions. Scientists warn there are nearly 200 trillion pieces of plastic in the world's oceans, a figure that could triple if urgent action isn't taken. Durban's reaching a high of 24 degrees today, Richards Bay and Maritzburg 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Hlengane to start for the Sharks in the Currie Cup. Spurs squander a two-goal lead to lose the UEFA Super Cup against PSG, and wins for Kaizer Chiefs, Durban City and Arrows in the Betway Prem.